This is Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair. It waited until mid-December before it arrived, but when it did, it came with force, didn't it? Quite a snowstorm we had yesterday. Now the goal is to get all of the roads cleared and make driving easier and less dangerous. The Washtenaw County Road Commission has been out and about throughout yesterday evening, all night, and early this morning. Jim Harmon is the commission director and of operations and joins us live on the WEMU Newsline. Good morning, and thank you so much for joining us today. I appreciate it.
Good morning, David. It's my pleasure.
Well, you had over 40 trucks out and about throughout yesterday evening and still going strong, I assume.
Going strong. We gave a lot of the crews a break. We're expecting a couple of double shifts here over the next 48 hours. So we gave them a little break overnight, and they all reported back at 4 a.m. and are hard at it. We had a small skeleton crew, David, overnight on the expressways, and once the snow stopped, they made some good progress.
And I was going to say, that is the primary focus, getting those expressways cleared. And then what is the priority from there on down?
Well, we don't have enough people and equipment to be on all types of roads during a storm. So we focus on the major roads. That indeed has been our focus. And we'll continue that effort to get the state trunkline highways cleared and our county paved primaries. So the backbone, the major road system. Once that's done, hopefully by midday, we'll transition into the subdivision streets and also our 760 miles of gravel roads across the county.
And how long in total do you think that will take to come to completion?
I think we'll have the major road system completed today. There may be some cleanup tomorrow on that, but we'll get that in a fair to good condition today and then transition to the secondary roads. That work probably won't be completed in total, David, until tomorrow.
We're talking with Jim Harmon. He's the Director of Operations for the Washtenaw County Road Commission, busy at work trying to get the roadways cleared of snow and ice. How much salt is being deployed through the course of the work that will take place until completion?
A great question. On Saturday, reviewing our records, we had that lesser event. We used countywide about 1,100 tons of salt. Monday, it was approximately 1,200. This storm, we're plowing a lot of snow, but then we need to treat the pavement once we get it cleared. I would suspect we'll use probably 1,200 to 1,400 tons of salt for this event all by itself.
Now, looking back to over the summer, were you able to purchase enough salt supply that it's going to be safe through the course of the winter as we expect a little bit heavier snows this year than last?
Absolutely. We're part of the state of Michigan's My Deal bulk purchasing program, and so that guarantees our salt for the winter season as a public agency. We ordered that back last February, took delivery of the initial preseason amounts of salt to get us started in September, and probably next week or the following week, we'll start taking that seasonal backfill.
As you look through the rest of the morning and we get to peak traffic volumes out on the roadways, while it will be lighter today due to school closings and some folks working from home to avoid the conditions, what is your best advice to drivers to help the commission get its work done in more efficient fashion?
A couple of things. Really advising motorists to reduce speed. We may have, with these cold temperatures, black ice, snow on the road, so their safety is paramount, and we're hoping folks can avoid driving if they have that option to allow us to fully clear the road. The other is in the subdivision streets, advising people don't park on the street, park on the driveway so that we can clear the entire width of road. We're really looking to partner with the public so we can get the roads totally cleared for them.
One of the hardest parts of the commission's job, I would imagine, is trying to anticipate what weather is going to be throughout the course of the season and then budgeting appropriately. How much overtime hours in total do you anticipate just this one storm front is going to accumulate to?
Approximately, for a single driver, I think they would experience approximately 24 to 30 hours of overtime on top of their regular shift. They're working a normal shift of 8 hours. So typically we'll work a double shift, usually 4 in the morning till 8 at night, and then have that smaller crew working overnight. Overtime labor expense is a major component of our total costs. In total, David, we can rack up about $3 million annually just on winter maintenance.
That is a lot of money, and we're going to have to see how that plays out over the season. Again, this is just the first major storm. Now, with all of those extra hours, obviously we all have concerns for safety. Are your drivers safe working that much and that hard for that long?
They are. We have a tremendous workforce. I'm just extremely proud of all of them. A tremendous dedication. They're members of our community. They take this job very seriously and hardworking, and they're willing to put in that extra effort to clear the roads. With that said, our supervisors, our foremen, our superintendents, very, very aware of the cumulative effect of fatigue on the drivers over time. And so that's why we try to limit that work to that double shift at the most, in order to allow them to go home and get some rest and dinner and see their families and shovel their own snow at their own residence.
Well, Jim, thank you very much for the time this morning, and thanks to your crew for working so hard to make it a little easier on the rest of us. And we'll check in later in the day and see how we're coming along.
Sounds good. Thank you, David.
That is Jim Harmon, the Director of Operations for the Washtenaw County Road Commission. The work, again, will continue throughout the day, and residential streets, subdivisions, that may take well into the day tomorrow to get fully completed. Stay tuned to WEMU for the latest on snow removal operations, and then join us again this afternoon during All Things Considered with Lisa Berry for further updates. I'm David Fair, and this is Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU. And